Do you find yourself constantly chasing after new clients? You're not the only one, but I promise you, you do not have to do it that way. You can get clients coming to you, and we're going to tell you how in today's video, so stay tuned. Welcome to Emma Gibbons Content and Copy. My name's Emma, and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does three incredibly powerful things. One, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. Two, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And three, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long-term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to get clients or customers coming to you so you don't have to work so hard chasing after them, trying to find them. Also, I'm not talking about ads, no paid traffic here. We're talking about organic ways to make sure that you have clients coming to you instead of you working so long, so hard to try and get people coming your way. It's much easier than you think. The first step to get clients coming to you is to customize your messaging. And this is so incredibly powerful and underutilized. For the longest time, people felt that you had to say the kind of big, let's say, three benefits that are out there. So work with me and you'll make more money. Work with me and you'll have more time. Work with me and you'll feel better. That's kind of what it comes down to, right? Like there's different ways of saying it. It could be, you know, buy me and you'll feel better. Buy me and you'll have more time. Buy me and you'll save more money, for example. But essentially, that's it. And yes, we want those things, but they're so generic that they're not attractive. They don't stand out from the crowd. And I'm even speaking to you more experienced entrepreneurs, because if you've used that kind of language before, I bet you, and you can tell me in the comments below on YouTube if this is true, but I bet you that right now you're seeing either a decline in sales or not the same consistency that you wanted to see in growth. Maybe you had an explosion early in your business and things are just slowing down. That's because what got you here will not get you there to that next level, partly because of the times that we're in. People want really customized, specific messaging. They want it to feel authentic as much as possible, but also because in general, that's not going to take you to that next level of growth in business. It's not going to create a memorable brand. It's not going to increase your sales because the copy all sounds the same as everybody else. It's just what you need to get to the next level. But I think oftentimes in the online business space, we do not see that talked about, that need for really custom messaging. That is why people like me exist. I'm a brand messaging strategist and copywriter. You know, I specialize in creating really custom messaging for my clients because it's not something that oftentimes you're going to be told about in an introductory class to online business. It's really, really thoughtful. And that's why if you have it in place, it's so unique to you, you're going to stand out. You're not going to have problems being heard and being seen and having people attracted to you because of your messaging. And this isn't just about messaging. It's also in terms of business across the board. The more customized you are, the more people are interested in it. So right now you've probably seen on YouTube, or maybe in podcast ads, you've heard and seen people talk about things like completely custom shampoo or completely custom vitamins that come in those little packets where they're already predefined, like, oh, you're low in iron, so you should have one of this supplement plus one of this supplement, and they're meant to be just for you. And there's so many products like that. So tell me if you've seen something that's not shampoo and not a vitamin. Tell me in the comments below. But custom is going so far right now. People are tired of generic solutions because we have felt that it didn't work. Skincare, that's another one. So, you know, everybody as a teenager went and got Neutrogena, that, you know, orange face soap that was supposed to help you with acne. But oftentimes it wasn't the best solution out there, or it didn't work for everybody. So instead, what we're having today are big, big business around creating, you know, genetically informed skincare, or you enter your information through a quiz. You know, Sephora is using Skin ID to figure out your exact makeup color, and they might have to mix more than one shade from one or two brands to create a foundation that's truly perfect for your skin tone. Highly custom is doing well and people are paying more for it because they want to feel special. They want to feel like this is perfect for them. It's very, very, very specific. So, of course, custom messaging is working in the exact same way. It's not just messaging about the fact that you offer something custom. It's the fact that your messaging is one of a kind and it stands out from all of the rest. So like I said, I'm a brand messaging strategist. This is what I specialize in. So if you have things happen like this to you, one, you see someone else who has a message that you are jealous of. Like you could have said it yourself. It's so good, but you didn't get there first. Or if you find your sales are declining, if you're getting less bookings, and at the same time, you feel like you're working just as, if not harder than ever before, if that resonates with you, or if you just hear crickets when you post anything, you almost never get responses to your emails. You rarely get engagement on social media. For all of those reasons, you're going to need to look at brand messaging. This is the right time to look at brand messaging. So in the show notes on the podcast or in the description box below on YouTube, there's a link to our brand messaging Bible, which I would highly consider exploring because we cover all of it. This is literally the holy grail of brand messaging for you, for custom copy for you. I'm going to tell you exactly what anecdotes you need to use. You're going to have a bank of stories to draw from, including your origin story, the journey that your ideal client needs to go on so that you are never lost for words. You always know what to say. And so every time you sit down to write yourself, it is completely worthwhile because you know exactly what to say, how to say it so that people listen to you and you stand out because it's completely custom, or you can hand the brand messaging Bible to someone who writes ads for you, for Facebook, for example, to your marketing lead, to your copywriter, and they can do it right because they even have a checklist so that they know, yes, this is going to sound like you. Yes, yes, yes. So you can take a once over. You don't need to spend half the time editing for twice the results. It is incredibly powerful. And I'm just giving you a little snippet. So definitely check that out in the link in the description box or in the show notes. I think you're going to love it. Step two is to know the level of awareness of your ideal customer. I'm not going to go into too much detail here. You can learn a little bit more about it by having kind of a sneak peek if you learn more about the brand messaging Bible. But I'm actually going to be doing a completely free class on the topic later in April. So make sure that you are signed up so that you can join me, save your seat, and you'll learn exactly about how to take your ideal customers from wherever they are on their psychological journey. Do they know that they have a problem? Do they know that there are solutions out there? Have they seen your solution? Etc. So wherever they are, you'll find them and you'll be able to understand that there are specific tactics that you use to move them up that pyramid towards that fanatic raving fan. Someone who is going to recommend you to all their friends. When you send them an email to say, hey, I have a spot open, they will be the first to fill it. They will always get the latest edition of your blankets. Let's say that you sell blankets. They're the first person who's going to get the newest design. Those are the people that you want. Those are the people that are coming to you. They're the clients or the customers that come to you first asking, do you have space for me? Is there something new? Having those levels of awareness understood and knowing exactly what your person's level is a game changer. It is the key to custom copy. So make sure you check it out at the link in the description box, or you can look at it in the show notes if you're on the podcast episode. We have so much good content coming out for you, so make sure that you are staying tuned. Three is to pick your hero content medium. A huge problem and why you're not standing out to anybody, why it feels like you're broadcasting into the abyss and not having people coming into you, is that you're trying to be all over the place. You're trying to be on Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Facebook, have your own Facebook group, have a podcast, have a YouTube channel. And yes, you probably, if you're a more advanced business owner, you're going to be in a few different places. I'm in a few different places, right? We have YouTube, we have the podcast, I have a blog, I have a newsletter, and I use Instagram, but I'm not absolutely everywhere, and I still have a hero content medium. For me, at this point in my business, YouTube is pretty much that hero medium. It means that all of my research goes into preparing for YouTube videos, that often my content cycle starts here. So I am really mindful about the content I'm creating for you guys here. And then we repurpose. So You know, we tell people on Instagram, hey, there's a new YouTube video out. I have a blog post version of the YouTube video that comes from the outline that I've created, comes from the transcript of what I'm saying right here, and we can make a really impactful blog post. So it's creating kind of an ecosystem around one hero piece of content. That way you have a really defined message. You know that if you are growing on that platform, that's a very good sign of the health of your business, the health of drawing in your ideal clients and customers, because I've gotten clients directly off of YouTube before. And, you know, when we still had less than 200 subscribers. So if you're being really intentional about your strategy with one hero content medium, you're going to see the benefits there as well as in other aspects of your business, because it's all congruent. It's consistent custom messaging that you're putting through on one hero content medium. People can't help but be drawn to that, can't help but build trust, and they expect you to be their expert on that subject. They're not thinking about other people. They know that you are there for them. Step four is to bring them into the fold. What I mean by that is to take them off of whatever that platform is and have them on your email list, which I know doesn't sound super exciting, but actually it's incredibly important. And I know you've heard this before. Let's be real. You can lose Instagram at any time. You know, you can get locked out of your Facebook group. I've seen people get locked out of TikTok for literally no reason. Like, they don't even explain, and there's nothing you can do about it. But on top of that, it's about the opportunity to build personal relationships with people in your email community. Because I have clients who, after learning the way that I teach copywriting, things like my Armada formula, for example, they get replies to their emails. It's not just broadcasting into the abyss. They're actually getting responses in the email community. They get high open rates, high engagement rates, high click-through rates. Really, really important, so that when you decide, hey, it's time to sell that new chocolate flavor, I'm going to send out an email, it's way more likely people will see it because they've been opening your emails the whole time, and they'll be way more nurtured and warm to say, yeah, I was ready for this. I can't wait to try the orange chocolate with sea salt, whatever the flavor is. And five is deeply connected. It is to get personal. Get personal with them. Make sure that each person, your audience, feels to some degree or another that you see them. So every single comment that you get on YouTube or on Instagram, try your very best to respond to each and every one. I know it takes time. It may be something where you have a team member do it. Honestly, it makes such a difference in terms of the amount of paying customers you're going to end up with, because people want to feel seen. They want to know that you're a real individual behind your business, or a real subset of individuals behind your business. They build intense trust that way. They feel nurtured and personally invited and welcome. Because I have, for example, I was thinking about investing in like a $20,000 mastermind, and I, you know, this person put out a box on their Instagram saying, who is ready? Who wants to be on the waitlist for next year? Put up my hand. They asked another question in the next story. I was super excited. No answer. Just totally ignored me. And there could be reasons for that, but honestly, it just kind of, you know, I was going to invest a lot of money with this person. That was like US dollars. And I felt unseen. So I kind of, now I'm not sure anymore if I'm going to be going in that direction. So the opposite is to make sure you're giving those individualized responses as often as you can. At the very least, give it a heart, you know, if you don't have time to actually craft a personalized response, because that's totally understandable if you have a big business. But do your best. When someone leaves a review on your product website or on Google My Business, acknowledge them. Thank them for taking the time to do that. When you have a new opening in your program, make sure that you're sending out something like a personalized video invite. Know what their name is. You can have a script otherwise, but record a specific video with their name in it for them, even if it's 30 seconds. It makes all the difference in the world. And this is incredibly true in 2022 going forward. There's something about the pandemic that has really brought this to the forefront. People want to feel seen. They want to feel understood. They want to feel special. They deserve that too. And I think, you know, it's a sign that you really care about the people that you are selling to. You're not selling just to make money. Yes, you want to be profitable and to be able to give back to your team and to grow this business. And you're selling something you believe in to people who matter. So get really personal, and you will find that people remember you and they come back and they bring their friends and they will reshare, and you'll be seen by more and more people who are coming your way first without you having to strive to go out and get them. So don't forget, make sure you are signed up for that free class on the 5 levels of customer awareness, so you know exactly what tactics to use at every phase of your ideal person's journey, so that they move up into that raving fan territory where they cannot help but buy from you, and they're actually seeking you out to work with you or to get your latest product. The link is in the description below on YouTube and in the show notes on the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. It was great to spend time with you today, and I will see you next week. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Givens Writer. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.